Ladies and gentlemen, Jim and ladies, whether you're driving a Pinto or driving a Mercedes, welcome to Survivor Series week here on Cheap Pete and Cheap Pops. And we hope that you enjoyed the Survivor Series 2001 winner take all watch along that we just did. And now this is the second watch along of the week. And this is from one of the greatest Survivor Series elimination matches of all time, simply due to the debut of the Icon Sting. And this is from Survivor Series 2014 with Team Cena versus Team Authority. And I just want to say, guys, thank you so much for joining us. And Brother John, take it away.
We got a fun show planned for everybody. As Chris said, we're going to Survivor Series 2014. Team Cena has taken on Team Authority. On Team Cena, this is a star-studded affair, Mr. Martin, here tonight. We got John Cena, Dolph Ziggler, Eric Rowan, Big Show, and Ryback. Wow, that's kind of an underwhelming lineup right there, don't you think?
Yes, Eric Rowan.
Eric Rowan, okay. Yes. And then we have over on Team Authority, this is Seth Rollins, Kane, Luke Harper, Mark Henry, and Rusev. And we had Jamie Noble and Joey Mercury and Stephanie and Triple H out on their side as well. So for those who don't remember this angle, this was if Team Cena won, then the Team Authority was gone. The Authority was no longer running Monday Night Raw, running the WWE over there. So Team Cena wins. They are all gone from power. If Team Cena loses, they are all fired. So big stakes on the line here, Chris.
And most importantly, this was not only the debut of the Icon Sting, but also this set the wheels in motion for the Sting Triple H match at WrestleMania 31, which in my opinion, it should have been not what happened with the barrier, like the shovel maker, what do you want to call him? The Reign of Terror, Mr. Triple H. He should not have gone over, but it is what it is. So,
yeah, this was a pretty big surprise to people at the time. There had been rumors that he was maybe going to come in, and then they kind of just played along with it for a bit because he had signed a contract, I believe, to appear in the video game. I believe he was on the cover or part of the video game, and then he had agreed to some licensing and deals with them for merchandise and for video stuff, DVDs. So basically, he was under a pretty nice Legends contract he had signed with them so he could put his merch and stuff out. And people had heard rumblings. I mean, how many millions of times did we hear Sting was going to go to the WWE, Chris?
Millions and millions of times.
And it never happened, right?
Nope. And before we start, a fun fact. Something that people don't realize. The reason why Sting did not go to the WWE back in 2002, which he had the option, was because he heard a promo whenever The Rock had a program with Booker T. And whenever Booker T was talking, The Rock said, "Who in the blue hell are you?" And Sting said right at that moment that he felt like Booker T was extremely disrespected. He was buried, and that was something that caused him to wait 12 years before he would sign within the company. And because he felt like that if a legend like Booker T was going to be disrespected, then the same would have been done to him. And the loss for the WWE was the gain for TNA, because Sting was a big reason why they had that big contract like with Spike TV. And Sting was a big reason why TNA Wrestling was, for a long period of time, the number two company in the whole world. I mean, they had a great roster there, and Sting was one of the catalysts for that.
And when he ended up leaving in 2000, I believe he left actually in early part of 2014 from Impact, or maybe late 2013. But yes, when he left there, it was really the end of a dying breed there for TNA, because people started trickling out the door that were big stars over in TNA. You had AJ Styles leave, you had Samoa Joe go, Kurt Angle eventually went back. A lot of the core people that had been there were all gone at this point. And no disrespect to TNA's product now, they're doing nice stuff, but they're doing it for a really tiny audience. Like, let's just be straight. Yep. They're probably getting 150,000, people a week watching them. And hey, that's a lot of people, but in the greater scheme of things, what they were doing was big numbers in the millions at some points, really solid numbers. And when Sting left, that was kind of the it. It was kind of it for them. So Survivor Series 2014 with Sting debuting was just a huge thing. And we'll see it as we watch this main event here. So we'll leave our reactions for it for the show. So, Chris, are you ready to get in and start watching this bad boy?
Let's rock and roll.
Well, let's get into this match. Once again, go to the WWE Network if you want to follow along live with us. Survivor Series 2014. Timestamp we're going to start at is 1:58:49. That's 1:58:49. So if you want to go along live with us and watch along, please feel free and join us at that timestamp, 1:58:49. So that's where we're going to be at. That's where we're going to start at. And just know that if you hear it in the background a little bit, WWE owns the rights to all of this. This is their material. We are using it through the network. And if you hear it lightly, just know we do not own it. So, Chris, with that said, you want to give us a countdown?
Ladies and gentlemen, get strapped in. We're about to have some fun with the blast from the past from Survivor Series 2014. And 5, 4, 3, 2, and go. All right, we got the Authority's theme music hitting. I wonder
the king, Chris.
Oh, dude, like this was one of like my favorite theme songs.
I'm going to play this theme song to the podcast convention one day with all of our friends. And I'm going to walk in to this, the King of Kings.
Yes. Yes. Because like
Stephanie's coming out with Triple H here. Look at that. She's looking good here, Chris.
Yeah, she is. She's got like that bitch face on and she's like not in a good mood. And here comes
the demon Kane. But at this point, he's corporate Kane coming out, Chris.
He looks like shit, like with those pants.
What the hell?
Yes.
Yeah. He's got his little jelly rolls hanging over.
Oh my God. I'm here. Let's do this.
This is my wife's first time.
I'm the mayor of someplace in Tennessee, Knoxville.
Knox County, Tennessee.
Knox County, Tennessee. Okay. I hear not many good things come from Tennessee. That's why I forgot.
Yeah. So, okay. I gotcha. Kane, like he's getting into the ring. You have Lillian Garcia. She's still there at the time.
Oh, shit. Somebody's going to get their ass kicked. Here comes Mark Henry.
Oh, God. Here he comes.
I just got one question for Mark Henry. And this
is
from the skit back in the day. How do you get your pecs to go all the way around your body?
And, you know, does he pay child support for that hand that he helped give birth to?
He might. Now, here's an interesting one coming out. We got Luke Harper coming out, who is Brody Lee now in AEW. I forgot he was the IC champ, Chris.
You talk about someone that had great potential.
Oh, I loved when he was this version of Rusev. They should have made him bigger than he was. What a loss.
Dude, like the WrestleMania, like him freaking coming out like with the tank, man. He was getting pushed to the moon. And then John Cena, he came with the shovel and said, you know what? Not today, my friend.
Not today, Rusev. Ride that tank the fuck out of here. Because I'm going to put you on the gravy train back to NXT. And he never even got his ass back there, man. They just jobbed him out forever. Well, here comes Seth Rollins, and he's going to burn it down, baby. He's got that awful looking haircut going on right there. He's got the blonde strips on the side and then the black throughout the rest. What the fuck is he thinking, man?
Oh, my God. Yes. And then right behind him, you have his security of Jamie Noble and Joey Mercury. And you talk about two guys that were extremely talented, but very poorly used, these gentlemen were, okay? Because Mercury, he was a phenomenal tag team specialist with John Morrison during the M&M days. And then you had Jamie Noble, which he was a cruiserweight specialist, former cruiserweight champion. And just sad, man. Seeing these guys now, like we see, like with hindsight, none of these guys, with the exception of Kane and Rollins, were used to their full potential.
And out of all the guys on Rollins' team right now, the only one that's actively competing on the WWE roster is Seth Rollins right there.
Yep.
Well, we got Team Cena's getting ready to come out now. So we'll go through the list once again when we go through it. Okay. We have a face Dolph Ziggler here. Dolph Ziggler was over at this point. He was over. Why they didn't have the belt on him or at this point, I have no idea why. Oh, man, now we got the Big Show.
Oh, and here comes the Big Slow. Right around this time, he got chance of please retire. So,
he's still somewhat kicking to this day.
Eric Rowan, you talk about somebody else that had phenomenal potential and was not used. Good Lord, this is a who's who of wasted freaking potential. This is sad.
You ain't lying at this, right? That's why I said this is a really telling sign when you see this. Literally, only one person is actively competing right now out of all the guys on the WWE roster of all the guys that have come out.
And Ziggler, he's pretty much like a part-timer now.
Yeah, you see him once in a great while. He's in and out. Now we got Ryback.
Oh, and I got a feeling Ryback will probably never work for the WWE ever again.
I think that's a safe bet, Chris, after all the shit that he says.
He's never going to have a job there ever again.
Man, look at him.
Here's Big Match John Cena. Get the shovels out, ladies and gentlemen.
John Cena sucks. John Cena sucks.
Look at that, man.
We got Big Show and Mark Henry, and Mark Henry's getting all psyched up. Turns around and Big Show knocks him flat the fuck out cold within and gets the three already.
Good Lord. Big Show's like, come on, give me my Netflix show already.
Damn it. Knucklehead might have sucked, but look at my punch. Dude, that was pretty good. I like that. I like that move.
And then we see an advertisement for Kmart. Good Lord, this is dated.
They're getting the smelling salts out to get Mark Henry up.
Oh, my God. Mark Henry, he's having flashbacks to the hand.
They're selling it good, though. Like just how big of a, you know, effect that's going to have on their team to lose Mark Henry. Because he was like their big pickup, for those who don't remember the storyline leading up to it, that he would join up on their team. Nobody good wants Lord. To get in their Big Show now.
Oh, the Big Show and Seth Rollins. Ow, right in the chest.
That was a hard one. That was a hard slap on his chest right there when he's coming down from the top rope.
Jesus Christ. And like the best chopper in all of wrestling, hands down, is the Nature Boy Ric Flair.
He's got good ones for sure. We have a big fight of the giants right here. Eric Rowan taking on his old partner, Luke Harper. He could have done so much more with Rowan. I just never understood what the hang up with him was. Maybe he was a shitty talker in the mic. He wasn't that good. I don't know. I always thought he had a lot of potential to do a lot of pretty cool stuff.
The bullshit last storyline with him, like with the cage, like the spider thing, that was stupid as shit.
That was terrible. Oh
yeah. Thank you, Bruce Pritchard.
Well, here's Ryback in. Hopefully he doesn't hurt anybody here. He's been in the ring for 10 seconds. So, oh, got Rollins up. Oh, he almost killed him right there on a back body drop.
Yeah. CM Punk, he can vouch for how dangerous he is in the ring. But he did have a great look to him, and he did sell t-shirts. He sold pay-per-views, and he got ratings. You can't deny that. He was the third or fourth highest draw within this period right now, which I believe, like, for that year, like, from like his Ryback debut to right around this time, it was Cena, Punk, and Ryback. They were like the three highest merchandise sellers.
Yeah, he was over for a while. That's for sure. And here's another amazing look at this match, and to see that there's only one person competing frequently on the roster once again. Two, if you want to count Ziggler, who's a part-timer. It's just crazy to see.
And Miro, or Rusev, he is, with all due respect, he's being treated like shit in AEW right now. The fact that he's not really doing anything, it boggles my mind. And speaking of Rusev, he just eliminated Ryback with the Rusev kick. Thank God, because that can prevent injuries. So, you know, Rusev, he's doing the rest of those guys a favor.
Yeah, they can go feed Ryback more somewhere else. Thankfully, for the sake of everybody else in the ring, he wasn't in there too long, or he might have hurt him pretty bad.
Do you sincerely believe that he's all natural?
Absolutely not.
Human growth hormones, that's also used within steroids for men. No, like the thing is that you talk about people using steroids. That's like people claiming that Scott Steiner like was 100% natural.
Yeah, no, he didn't get those arms without putting some juice in there, man. And that's not happening here.
Oh, the butt bump by the Big Show. Oh, drop kick.
Dude, Brody Lee's in shit shape here. He looks like he doesn't look good in there.
No, he doesn't. And what's up with the gloves with Rollins? I mean, what is Rollins, like a germaphobe here?
I think he's channeling his inner Michael Jackson.
Oh, here we go. Uh-oh, Kane's tagged it. Oh, good Lord. Kane, come on. Shock, Kane's not blown up yet.
No, he's been in there for about 30 seconds. He's not blown. He's tagging in Harper. They're doing the smart thing. They're rotating the big guys in and out. Big Show's been in there a pretty long time, though.
Uh-oh, the Gator Roll.
I don't know what he's going to do to the Big Show with a Gator Roll here. Now he's got a headlock. Bulldog headlock, man.
Oh, my God. And Big Show, he is a size 22E boot.
Wow. 22.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
You talking about a big
guy though, too. We've seen him in person as well, like at the shows a bunch of times. And he is a big motherfucker, man.
Oh yeah.
I'm kidding.
Oh yeah, which the big out 2005 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It was the Big Show versus JBL in a barbed wire steel cage match. And Jesus Christ, even from like the 15th row back, it was freaking mind-boggling seeing Big Show.
He's a Big Show for sure. That there's no doubt about that. Boy, Ziggler just took a nice sidewalk slam there from Brody Lee. Those two, they're tearing it up there for that short time here. I like how they're rotating everybody in and out on Team Authority.
Classic.
We're going back to NWA Jim Crockett Promotions, Mid-Atlantic Classic, World Class Championship Wrestling Classic.
We're going back to Jim Hurt Classic. Okay, never mind. Sorry.
There's nothing that has anything attached to Jim Hurt with writing and wrestling that's classic, unless it's the Candyman or Spartacus.
Or Ding Dong. The Ding Dongs, yes.
How could you ever forget the Ding Dongs, man? I forgot.
Yes.
Well, Corporate Kane's back in here again. They're beating down Ziggler. You can definitely tell Ziggler is the best worker in the match here for his team in regards to work. He's the best performer in there on his side, and then Rollins for his as well. And Miro, Rusev at this time, I thought looked pretty good in there. And then even though I don't like the way Harper's look is, Harper's always been able to go too.
Oh yeah. And like Ziggler's selling is top notch. I mean, and dare I say the best seller in the whole entire company.
He's for sure one of them. There's no doubt about that, buddy.
I mean, he's on like a Ricky Morton level. He's not going to go limp because he's a warrior. He's going to get up. He's going to fight back and he's going to job out. No, wait. That didn't happen yet. Never mind. Like the jobbing happened after this.
Shortly after this is about a year or so down the pipe here is I think when it started for him.
Yeah. And he never recovered. And it's sad. It's freaking sad. And dare I say the biggest waste of potential in the history of the WWE, and not due to his own fault, but due to creative.
Rusev is brutalizing Ziggler here. He's just fucking throwing him around at will.
You talk about a feud that could have been phenomenal, like a Rusev-Ziggler long-term feud. That would have been fun to watch.
He had a short-term one, and then Lana got taken off TV.
Oh, wait a second. Wasn't that the one, like the love triangle?
Yeah, and then they had Summer Rae was involved with it and ended up going with him, with Rusev, and Ziggler and Lana were an item for a little bit.
That shows how forgettable that feud was. I'm sorry, guys.
Something really good. Could have been. But the way they did it, they fucked that one up too. Go figure, huh?
Oh, yeah. And you know, like they're trying to leave Cena for like the hot tag. That way they can make him look the best.
Yeah. Super Cena's got to get in there and get all jazzed up. Hulk Hogan's got to pose. John Cena's got a Cena up, baby. He's got to get in there and do the five moves of doom.
Yes. You know, that doesn't work for me, brother.
Doesn't work for me either, brother. No, John Cena is doing great stuff for himself, all joking aside. And I think people get a lot of appreciation for how good John Cena really was when you look at some of the shit they got now.
The thing is that whether people choose to accept it or not, Cena's going to go down as one of the all-time greats, period.
No doubt about it.
And towards like the last 10 years of his career, he could have a 5-star match with literally anybody. He was that damn good, like with putting people over. Just imagine a Cena versus Kenny Omega. Dude, what they could do together.
It'd be interesting to see. I know people automatically would think man, maybe their match wouldn't be that great. I'd like to say different, because go look at John Cena and AJ Styles matches. And AJ Styles works a very similar style in some ways to Kenny Omega. I think they could make it work pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Or a current Cody Rhodes versus a John Cena. I think that could be a classic.
Could be a fun one for sure. There's no doubt about that.
All right, we got Rusev on Dolph Ziggler, and he's got him in a, is it like a sleeper type hold?
He's just kind of laying on him here. It doesn't even look like a sleeper. It's like he's just laying on him and humping him from behind.
Rusev, you save that for the bedroom, buddy, okay? I mean, Lana, she's standing right there. Yes, I get it. You find her sexy. You find her attractive. But, man, you know, don't violate somebody for the sake of you wanting some good from your wife.
What do you think the chances of Lana going through a table again next week on Monday Night Raw is?
It's 100%. And Rusev has recently said that she's making history, and he's proud of her. Yeah.
Oh, you, Super Cena's in, Chris.
Oh, God, here we go. Choke slam.
Thank God.
Oh, here comes Rollins. Knees, Big Show, right to the head. Oh, gosh.
That is a cool spot right there, like the knees to the head.
Here comes Eric Rowan. I have not been seen since I got let go from the WWE this year. He's coming in there. Oh, Rollins gets the kick on him. What's he going to do now? Oh, Rowan's launching him out. Nice move there.
Whoa.
Very nice.
Machka kick.
Machka. Oh, God. Spinny wheel kick. But no one did it better than Owen Hart.
That's the truth. There's no doubt about that. Oh, Ziggler was going for the zigzag on him. Rusev catches him right here. Now Ziggler just got powerbombed over the top rope onto the rest of the team. Ow.
These are good spots. Wow. This is actually really, really good.
This is a good match right here.
And these guys all have great chemistry together. Well, speaking of Macho Man, just let people know, check out the recent Saturday Night Live appearance of Baldwin as Trump. He sings Macho Man.
Oh, very nice.
Yes. Please check out Saturday Night Live, everybody, because it's a great, great show.
They've done some really good stuff on there the last 6 months. I'm telling you that, man. They really have.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, God. Is Rusev, he's trying to put Ziggler through the table.
Yeah, he looks like he's going to, I don't know if he's going to jump on him here, what he's doing, but he's climbing up to the top of the other table. He's getting yelled at by Michael Cole, but it looks like he's going to do a big splash here and he's going to miss. Oh, and he does miss. Michael Cole's having an absolute fucking whatever. Michael Cole's fucking having a good old time saying, Rusev. Come on, Michael Cole. You act like you just saw the fucking Hell in the Cell bump by Mick Foley.
Yes, exactly. And Rusev, he's doing a great job selling it, so I will give it to him. And I think he's about to be counted out.
Yep, he got counted out. There he's out. Puts himself out of the match.
That's a great spot right there. Very because that, because that right there, it doesn't make him look weak. That's a prime example of protecting somebody.
Yep.
Right there.
Yep. I agree with you. That was a really good spot. Like that made a lot of sense. Ziggler did the perfect thing. What he did, they looked like they were both about ready to get counted out. Ziggler gets up at the last minute, and the bad guy doesn't lose anything out of being counted out there. Doesn't at all.
Very good. And here's Kane and Ziggler. Here's one of the five moves of doom.
Oh, here he goes.
Five knuckle shuffle.
Uh-oh. This move has ended careers right here.
Ended many matches.
Here they go. Finally, they're hooking it up. Rowan and Harper are going at it. A battle of the big men, the former partners.
Yes, the Wyatt family, the compadres that were once brothers, now they're bitter enemies. Oh, God, here we go.
Is Rowan, Rowan's on fire here. He's looking good.
With that fire face.
With that fire face, he just knocked Kane off.
Oh, good Lord.
Here comes Luke Harper, jumps on his back. Oh, look at that fucking kick.
Damn. Another prime example of being misused. Good Lord.
He's a fucking big guy to be hitting a wheel kick like that.
And Kane with the choke again. Jesus Christ. Knee to the head.
Oh, I love his discus lariat clothesline that he does.
They're both gross.
That's one of the best clotheslines in all of wrestling. I freaking love doubt. It.
It's one of them for sure.
But I think that JBL, he's the my favorite one is JBL, but many people think that Stan Hansen with his Texas lariat, that's the greatest clothesline of all time.
It's a good, there's a bunch of good ones out there. I'll tell you that. Those are all good names that did it there. Big Show's going to take on the whole team now, all three of them that are left on the other side. Big Show's selling his injuries from earlier in the match.
Oh, God. Big Show turn heel. We know
it's going to happen right now. Boom. Big Show just turned heel for the 9 millionth time in his career.
God.
Don't worry, folks. He'll be a face again next week.
Yes, he will. And no one has turned heel more than the Big Show or face.
Yep. It happens all the time. No, nobody even knows. Big Show turned his back on Team Cena and went with the Authority. Son of a bitch.
Where's Jim Ross at?
Oh, look, he's shaking Triple H's hand now. Well, Cena's gone now, so all that's left for Team Cena is Dolph Ziggler. And on the opposing team, they still have Kane, they still have Luke Harper, and they still have Seth Rollins, who is, as I forgot to mention earlier, at this point in time, he is the Money in the Bank briefcase holder, so he can cash in anytime he wants. So this first real big break in Seth's career at this point.
Which, in my opinion, Seth had the greatest cash-in of all time at WrestleMania 31.
It was pretty epic. It was really a cool moment that they did. The WWE missing out on somebody or just not giving a shit.
Yeah, I know. Do you think Damian would benefit with a company like All Elite Wrestling?
No, he doesn't fit their style. I don't think Damian would. He doesn't fit their style.
Okay.
And I love Damian. Yeah, I think he's hilarious. I just, as a main event talent, absolutely not. I think, honestly, his style fits tremendously for the WWE. And I think it was evident in some of the things that he did and things that he could have done, which was just crazy that they didn't utilize him to it. Oh, Dolph with the zigzag on Kane out of nowhere. He has beaten Kane now, Chris. It's almost even the odds. It's 2-1 now.
Hell yeah. Where's the Undertaker at to protect his brother?
I'm telling you, he wasn't protecting him there. Harper booted Ziggler right in the chops.
Oh,
there.
God. That boot. Good Lord. You know, honestly, he still don't got the best big boot in the business, you know, and which I think, honestly, like with big boots, Hogan had a great one. I think that Diesel had a great one. Tope suicida, by God. Suicide dive.
Yeah, for a big fucking guy like Harper running through the ropes. I mean, he's like 6'8".
Oh, hell yeah, he is. I'm going to point my finger gun at you, and you're going to listen to me.
Ooh, nice super kick.
Ouch.
Oh, nope. Super kick didn't get it.
MVP chant. No. Buy a razor.
Buy a razor. There you go.
I don't think that's happening anytime soon. He's still got the beard now.
Oh, God. Yeah, he does. And shave your back. Wait, hold on. Like, was that the chant for the Revival before they left? Shave your back.
Oh, them and Albert, man.
Your legs.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Look at the odds against them anyways, Amara. This is why this match is really good. I think it's a good match in general. It's very entertaining to watch. They're doing really good spots. But this is just a great thing. You got Ziggler out here completely against the odds. He was at three of them versus him. And on the outside, you got Triple H, Mercury, Noble, and Stephanie. So no matter what, the babyface here, Ziggler, is going to earn some big props and some respect from everybody. And it's a great story. And then he just hits Harper, gets the three on him.
And
now
you
evened up, Chris.
And they could have. Ziggler was a made man after this night, and it freaking bugs the shit out of me that they did not go with it longer.
I agree. He's the most over in this match right now tonight with the crowd. He's got them on their feet booing Rollins because he sells it so good. And Rollins, you know, you got Rollins out here is doing really well on his own. Like he's looking really good here tonight. He's playing his role perfect. You know, and they're doing exactly what you want them to do. The crowd is on their feet for the first to boo Rollins and what he's doing, and they're on their feet every time going crazy that Ziggler gets some offense in.
Yes. And
the art of wrestling, right?
Oh god, man. It's classic 101, man, like the heel baby face wrestling. Oh, roll up.
Oh, nice DDT from Ziggler. Rollins kicks out. Man, Triple H looks like he's about ready to have a stroke here. Look at the mannerisms on Stephanie though. She just plays those facials up, just how she carries herself as a heel. She's such a good heel.
Oh yeah, she is. And she's within the same vein as like a Vicky Guerrero, like with her facials and just getting people to hate her. I mean, like you can, like there's many things that I'm not a fan of, like with her, but when it comes to her heel work, she's very, very, very good.
I agree 100%. You know, she's a corporate person. She's a McMahon, but yes. She does her part really well, and when she's on camera, she can play a really good role if she wants to.
Oh yeah. Oh god.
He gets it.
Famouser Billy Gunn. He's an ass man. People used to call Dolph a Billy Gunn ripoff.
I don't believe that whatsoever.
Yeah, I know. I think he is light years ahead of Billy.
I would definitely agree here. There it is. There's the zigzag he hits on him.
Zigzag.
One, two. Oh no. Triple H pulled the ref out. What the fuck? This is horseshit. Now fucking Noble and Mercury are hopping on Ziggler here and fucking him up. What the hell? This is bullshit. Come on.
Where's Stone Cold at? Stone Cold!
Stone Cold's not coming, man. This sucks. Who's going to... Nobody will come out and help Ziggler here. He's just getting his ass whooped.
This is crazy. This is bullshit.
He's fighting out of it. Come on. Poor Stephanie. She got hit by Triple H, ran into her. Oh, nice kick by Ziggler. Boom.
Everybody's taking bumps. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Here goes Rollins for the power buckle bomb.
Ow, bomb.
He misses. Zigzag again. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
One, two, three,
where's the referee? Four.
This is bullshit. Where's the referee?
Where's the referee, by God?
Triple H again. This is bullshit. Where is the people coming out to help? Where is the people that are tired of the fucking authority?
Where is...
Look at this. Look at this fucking bullshit, folks. Triple H is pounding on Ziggler now. He's getting in the ring. If you can't get the job done, boys, Triple H is going to come in there and steal the spotlight from all you. Don't worry.
Oh, God, yes, he is. Believe me, he's done that for many years to come.
It's the gift that keeps on giving anytime he wants some attention.
And with respect to Triple H, yes, he's a legend, but he's really bad at burying people.
Yeah, just a little bit. Now he's going for the pedigree on Dolph Ziggler, and he nails the pedigree on Dolph. Man, the crowd just got deflated right here.
That is my favorite finisher right there. I love the pedigree.
They're all standing on their feet now in the crowd. You can really hear a pin drop in there. It's quiet.
Oh, God. Here we go. Here comes the paid-off referee. Here comes Earl Hebner.
Referee Scott Armstrong coming out.
Just as good. Here we go. Oh,
man. One. This is bullshit. What's the sound, Chris?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. It's the sound of a crow. And what does this mean? And you have the Jumbotron showing the face of the Stinger. Sting.
He's not here.
There's no way. They just made a Jumbotron of him. A Titantron, a Turnertron. Oh, my God.
Bro, listen to the crowd.
Yes. This is why we need Jim Ross.
Jim would have sold this so well.
Good Lord, yes.
This was a moment. I remember seeing this and just being like, oh shit, Sting is here.
This gave me goosebumps the first time I saw it, honestly.
It's awesome. I mean, because we never expected it was going to happen, and it finally did. And, you know, here comes the Stinger. I never understood why Triple H had to be the one being paired from just didn't make sense. But they told a great story from here, from when it starts. They really did. They told a great story.
Oh, right. He hit referee Armstrong and he's getting ready to come in the ring saying, "Motherfucker, I'm tired of this corruption. We are going to fix this now." And for the people out there that want to claim Kenny Omega is bigger than Sting, watch this and and see a prime example of a man that's in his 50s that has
he's in his mid 50s at this point.
Yep. He has the crowd in the palm of his hands.
Both of them do, though.
Like, holy crap. Like,
as you're watching this, for anybody that's seen this match or who's watching it live now or just, you know, remembers this, they have the stare down between the two. These are two pros right here, Sting and Triple H, because they know how to play the audience and just keep them in the palm of their hand. And they're going to have a long stare down here. They're not going to say one word to each other. And all of the crowd is standing just waiting to see what's going to happen.
Yep, like the crowd, they are just salivating at this next moment that they're going to have.
Yep, they're ready for it here. They're just, they haven't said one word to each other. They're just going on and just a friggin' stare down. They're having the contest right now. Who's going to break first?
You talk about storytelling. This is freaking storytelling 101 in wrestling and this, why we love it so much.
Oh, absolutely, man. This is good stuff right here.
That's good shit there.
Good shit, pal. The crowd's chanting right now. This is awesome. Doing one of this is your awesome chance.
And Sting's looking back in the crowd, freaking knowing that he's got him where he wants him.
Uh-huh. Yep. He's saying right now, yes, this is awesome. And this is why Sting is, it just shows you what a legend he is and just all the shit that he's done and why he's one of many people's all-time favorites. A lot of people will put Sting up there in that equation.
And you think that Omega, he could get a reaction like that?
And Corkin Hall.
Yes, exactly. And Corkin Hall.
Kenny's great. And gets a good ovation and stuff. But this is Sting, you know. Kenny's got a long time left, I'm sure, in the business. I don't think he'll ever be at the level of a Sting, though. As great as he can be. Triple H finally goes for the fucking hit on him. And what is Sting? He's ready, buddy.
The greatest reverse DDT in the business.
Yep, the Scorpion Death Drop on Triple H.
Beautiful.
Struck.
Yep, that I'm loving it.
Sting is rolling over Ziggler on top of Rollins.
You talk about selling. Freaking Seth and Dolph, they worked their asses off to make this match what it was.
Here comes the ref to count it now. Ziggler's on top. One, two, and two. Three.
The Authority's dead for at least 6 weeks.
I don't even think it was that long.
Yeah, sure.
I think it was like 2 weeks.
Ziggler, he just put on a clinic, ladies and gentlemen, and he shows why he's one of the greatest performers of the past 20 years. And he also shows why the WWE does not know what the hell they're doing when it comes to phenomenal talent.
He was great in this match. I got to say, Dolph was the show stealer of it for me. And Rollins is right behind it. Rollins did a great job in this match. He looked really good in there. And this was a hot match from the beginning to the end. It told a fantastic story. And that's why we were invested in it. And sitting here, a match from 6 years ago, and still enjoying it.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, like the messed up part about it, John, is we went from wanting to watch this every single week to now we don't even care to even tune in on Mondays and tune in on Fridays. And that should speak volumes to the WWE and what's going on and what they need to do to get their fans back, because they've refused to build new stars. And that's their biggest issue.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. And we'll, I'm sure, to talk about that on our pro wrestling review coming out on Saturday, which will be tomorrow for everybody here. So we'll hit on that on our predictions for Survivor Series, because we'll talk about it there, because we have some thoughts on something.
We got some hot topics from like the unionization issue to like the firing of Selena Vega to just speaking about the lost art of selling, like in wrestling. I mean, guys, like there's so many topics. And so like, with that said too, we will be doing the watch along for the women's poll that won, which was the Bayley versus Sasha Banks. That should be out like within the next couple weeks, guys. So please do not be like, wait a second, you guys forgot. And then we're going to be doing a watch along for the cruiserweight poll that we will be putting out within the next couple days. So keep your eye out for that as well.
Absolutely. And we will be restarting the WCW series, where we're going to follow Monday Nitro from the beginning to the end of it. And we're going to restart that, should be hopefully this upcoming week or the week after at the latest. Might be right after Thanksgiving at the very latest on it. And we're going to start on Fall Brawl 96, Chris. We're going to go right and jump to that. And then what we do on that show is we watch it in order. So we'll follow Nitro every week. And then when Nitro's done and they have a pay-per-view, we'll do the pay-per-view. It takes a while to watch WCW shows. They're not short.
Oh, no, they're not. And like the thing is that like right now you got Stephanie McMahon. She's crying in the middle of the ring. She's realizing, holy shit, we actually have to go on vacation that's paid for a few weeks. Sweetie, where do you want to go? We actually have to go back home to the kids. What the fuck?
Well, she's also crying because she knows, Chris, that we're desperately out of time and she doesn't want to turn off this great show. And why don't you take us out with anything you want to throw out there before we sign off?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this edition of Cheap Heat and Cheap Pops. Our next watch along will be from World War III. Like, we're debating either 1995 or 1998. So what's going to happen is we're going to surprise you with one of them. So that's going to be our next. That's going to be like the next watch along. So like, just please tune in and please escape reality and just realize, hey, pro wrestling, it's a fun escape from this crazy world. So to the people out there that want to check me out on social media, you can check me out on Twitter at IAMCHM911. You can speak to me via email at IAMCHM911@gmail.com. And you can reach me on Instagram at IAMCHM911. And to the people out there that want to check out my podcast, please check out Inspire with Christopher. We just recently did a show on my reaction to the election, and the next show will be coming out like within the next few days. So please keep an eye out for that. And with that said, Brother John, what do you got to say?
Yes, absolutely. Your next Inspire will be out on Monday. So it's already taped and ready to go. So that'll be out on Monday. And we hope you enjoyed everything else that's been going on all week long. Go back, check out the archives. We kicked the week off with the Pro Wrestling Week in Review. Then Sunny did a great special for Being the Elite. She also did on Monday. We dropped it as well. So we had two shows, I believe it was on Monday, that came out. She also did her Turning Point 2020 review for Impact Wrestling. And then she did her Being the Elite on Tuesday. Wednesday, we had a great watch along for Survivor Series 2002. For an awesome match that you had picked out, Survivor Series 2001, an awesome match on the WCW, ECW versus WWF angle, winner takes all. And then we had a great Impact show from Sunny on Thursday. And then we had this great watch along on Friday. And then Saturday, we'll have our Pro Wrestling Week in Review out to you by late at night, probably that night. And I'll have our predictions for Survivor Series. And then we'll close Sunday off with World War III. To be determined on which year it's going to be, but it's going to be a World War III, and we'll have that out on Sunday. So until then, everybody, be good, be safe. We'll catch you tomorrow right here on Cheap Heat and Cheap Pops. And as always, folks, stay safe, wear a mask. Let's get through this COVID stuff together. Let's treat each other as best as we can, and make sure to always take care of yourselves, but most importantly, take care of one another. Thanks for listening. We'll check back tomorrow right here on Cheap Heat and Cheap Pops.